Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Under the second wave of the transfer portal, and I'm not sure fans understand how chaotic it's about to be over the next 2 weeks. Like, in years past, after spring football, we've seen some prominent names depart their universities. there is going to be nothing that prepares you for what happens when spring football commences and players start to announce they want to go elsewhere. And there's going to be a lot of names that get lost in translation because of it. And one of them is Ohio State running back Dallin Hayden, who just never was able to find his way onto the football field because of depth purposes and other players that were ahead of him on the chart. Well, now he gets an opportunity to start fresh elsewhere, and the SEC seems like a great destination for a premier running back with incredible upside, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of teams interested, but one should, and it's Mississippi State, so let's talk about it. But what's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, like the video, and the ring notification down below. That way you don't miss a single episode of SECU, because we talk about college football and the SEC, the number one conference, every single day on this platform. Make sure that you follow me on my own social media platforms, at Mr. Cole Thompson, and my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. Download the podcast version of the show wherever you get your podcast listening systems, Google Play, Apple Music, Spotify. We got you covered 24/7, 365. Make sure that you're also following us on social media, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, at SEC Unfiltered. And to keep up with the number one conference in all of college athletics every single day, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. So why Mississippi State for Dallin Hayden? Well, let's talk about Dallin Hayden before we get to the Mississippi State part. This was a former four-star running back out of Memphis, Tennessee, whose dad went and played and was a star at Tennessee. And Tennessee has already made it pretty clear they're going to be in the running back market this offseason. They're certainly going to bring in another tailback to pair alongside with Sampson. Dylan Sampson, really good player. Think that he is going to be your lead guy, but they're not seemingly interested in Hayden. And that's a little bit of an eye raiser, because why wouldn't you be? When you go back and you watch him in the games where he did stand out, he was phenomenal. In fact, you can make an argument that he was one of the sole proprietors on why they were able to dismantle both Purdue and Minnesota. Both games, he averaged over 4.5 yards per play, rushed for a touchdown against the Boilermakers, also was pretty decent as a pass blocker. He's got incredible upside. And the problem is that this is an unknown commodity. Really, it is, because he's a ball of clay that hasn't been able to strut his stuff on the open field. And eventually, he is going to be like Brooks and Dunn and boot scoot and boogie his way into an end zone. But it's probably not going to be with the Volunteers. But it could be in the SEC. Now, let's talk about when it comes to Mississippi State, why this would be a good fit. For starters, look at your head coach. Let's just go talk about the head coach and trickle our way down into what would make sense here.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Jeff Levy is a running back, is not a running back. He's a run-oriented offense first. Go and look at his time at Oklahoma, go look at his time at UCF, and look at his time at Ole Miss. In 2019 at UCF, they were a top 15 rushing offense. In his final year at Ole Miss, they were a top 10 rushing offense. And last two seasons at Oklahoma, they ranked top 25 on the ground, and they were top 3 in the Big 12 in rushing. They love to run the football. They are not afraid of forcing it down your throat and making you tell the defense, we're not going to throw until you give us a reason. Like the Penn State game a few years, the last season against Michigan, where they ran some more. They ran to the left. They ran to the right. They ran up, down, left, right, slantways, sideways, whatever way you could see fit. That wasn't because Michigan didn't trust JJ McCarthy. They just said, Why break something that's already working? And Jeff Plibe's got that same mantra. When you look at the running back room right now in Mississippi State, there's some question marks. And there certainly are some question marks also when it comes to the quarterback position. I like Blake Chapin. If you go back and you remember what Blake Chapin was against Oklahoma State when he was at Baylor in the Big 12 championship game, completed 24 passes in a row, 18 passes in a row, Big 12 record, that's the version you could get. But you also get the version of Blake Chapin that was inconsistent on third down. He didn't really have a lot of pristine when it came to his passing attack. Big arm, but also big arm, big trajectory leads to big miscommunications and also big blundering plays that eventually are going to hurt your team rather than help it. You know the best way to be able to help your quarterback? Have a stable run game. And this is why I think Dallin Hayden would make a lot of sense. They love to run the football, number one. And number two, there's an immediate need for him to be able to burst onto the seams and really show Columbus and everyone in the Big Ten, hey, this is what you were missing the last 2 years. It wasn't that I wasn't good. It was that I had guys ahead of me that were simply just a little bit more experienced. And you know what is really experienced? Whenever you go visit rowback.com. Rowback is the number one source for everything that we have here on SEC Unfiltered, including our clothing gear. And you know what the best part is? The Masters is right around the corner. You want to look good. You want to feel good while watching what happens in Augusta. And they have the Azalea. Everyone knows that drink. It's a famous drink. Well, Rowback set to come out with their Azalea collection. Not only do they look great, they also feel great. The performance polo hoodies are also phenomenal. They're great and they're moisture wickening for a four-way stretch that makes them perfect for a game day or on golf weekends. I can tell you this much, as somebody that lives in Houston, Texas and goes golfing every single weekend, I get so frustrated with my backswing on the back nine. You know what I don't get frustrated at anymore? Back sweat. And the main reason why? I wear Rowback. Rowback is comfortable. It's form-fitting. I don't feel fat. I feel content. And the best part of all is that it's affordable. It's definitely right up your alleyway. And we're going to make it even a little bit more affordable simply by going to visit rowback.com and use our promo code SECU for 20% off your first order on everything that you could imagine. You get your polos, you get your hoodies, you get your pants, you get your bottoms, so much more. Simply visit Rowback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com and use the promo code SECU for 20% off your first purchase. I'm telling you guys, you want to look good, you want to feel good this weekend, and more importantly, you want to feel good for the start of the season, make sure that you wear the right gear like your team wears the right formations whenever they go take the field. Rowback.com is the number one place for it. More importantly, it's the number one place for you to make sure that you're strutting your stuff come week one. Back to Dallin Hayden. I think that when you look right now, the ability to be able to have a cohesive, balanced offense is going to open up opportunities for Hayden to be able to build off of last season. And he's going to be able to bolster his stat line. And the other thing that's really important here when you look at Mississippi State, they are still a team that is very much an anomaly. Nobody really knows what version we're going to get of them next season. Are they going to be bowl eligible? Are they going to be a 7-5 team? Are we going to see that old version of Mississippi State like that we used to underneath Dan Mullen and even a little bit underneath Mike Leach, where they kind of come out of nowhere and then they make it to 9-4. They find themselves ranked inside the top 25. You want to be able to have a better chance of doing that? Add a running back. Add somebody that could be a premier player that is relatively unknown. And at this point as well, you don't really know what his asking price is going to be with NIL. And yes, unfortunately, NIL is going to play a big deal. Which is why when I mentioned it on another video talking about Damian Martinez out of Oregon State, he's already making $400,000 at Oregon State in Corvallis. So the asking price minimum is going to be $500,000 to go play elsewhere in the SEC, maybe go out into the Big Ten, maybe the ACC, regardless of where he goes. The thing that you have to know is that the asking price for Dallin Hayden is significantly lower. Now, it could change next season if he has over 1,200 rushing yards, 13 touchdowns. He's an all-SEC first-team tailback. Those are arguments that you have down the line, kind of like you had to have with Quinshon Judkins when he entered the transfer portal last offseason because Jackson Dart had to get a little bit from the Grove Collective. You also had to give money to Jared Ivey, J.J. Pegas. You can worry about that for now. For the here, you worry about what version of Dallin Hayden you could get. And the version is a very consistent running back that averages 5 yards per play, a guy that will not go down after initial contact, a player that will elevate your offense that seems to be a really nice niche fit for what Jeff Levy wants to run, and a guy that probably fortifies your team enough to where maybe you pull off an upset win or two. You look at their schedule, there's probably five wins on the radar. Eastern Kentucky, Arizona State, Toledo, Massachusetts, all probably winnable games. Then you throw in some sleepers, maybe Arkansas, maybe Florida. Maybe you could also mention like a Missouri team if the defense falls apart. Who's to say? But you want to be able to get to that six-win mark. You get a running back like Dallin Hayden, and the version that did show up last season in Columbus is there every single week. I'm not saying they're going to go 7-5. I'm not saying they're going to go 6-6. I am saying games will be more combative. Games certainly will be more close than it. And the margin of error for defenses will be almost second to none if you allow him to get to the second level of the defense. I look at a guy like Dallin Hayden. He wants an opportunity to not split carries, but to prove to the world he is a lead running back. You want an opportunity to bolster your run game, take pressure off of Blake Shapen, and get somebody that just Jeff Levy can mold into his own. It's a match made in heaven. I think that there's going to be a lot of teams interested in Dallin Hayden. Probably the ACC is going to give a phone call. I would not be shocked to see Syracuse actually land him and get the 1-2 combination from Columbus now up in the big Northeast, where you get the orange, Kyle McCord. But if there was one SEC school, and it's not going to be Tennessee, why not make it Mississippi State? State needs a running back. They need to be able to bolster their ground game. Dallin Hayden wants a shot to be the number one guy. Match made in heaven, in my opinion.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.